请我们看圣经希伯来书十二章第四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4. Chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful.
对不起，对不起，十二章第四节。
Sorry, chapter 12, verse 4.
十四节，十四节。
Chapter 12, verse 14. Pursue peace with all men and holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
神是圣洁的神。
And God is the holy God.
啊，所以神对我们的要求少不了就是圣洁。
And so God also requires us to be holy.
那什么是圣洁呢？
So what does it mean to be holy?
圣洁在我们基督徒生活当中是我们常常所要求所强调的。
And we often emphasize holiness in a Christian's life.
啊，在我们的每一个讲习会里头，啊，我们也在强调着要追求圣洁。
In every seminar, we emphasize that we must pursue after holiness.
啊，因为神是圣洁的神。
Because our God is a holy God.
我就从圣经里头啊提出几点，啊，来谈到到底什么是圣洁。
So I'd like to raise a few points from the Bible to talk about what is being holy.
请看创世纪三十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪三十九章第九节第十节。
Genesis chapter 39 verse 9 and 10. 9. There is no one greater in this house than I.Nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How can I then do this great wickedness and sin against God? Verse 10. So it was, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her.
圣洁，我们可以从约瑟这里的行为来看到什么是圣洁。
You can see what holiness means from what Joseph did.
不是说他没有能力去犯罪，
It is not that he is not capable of sinning.
而是他能够有能力不去犯罪，
But it is that he is capable to refrain from sinning.
我们每一个人，啊，因为我们生活在这个罪孽的环境，罪孽的生活当中，
Because every one of us live in a sinful environment.
我们人带着血肉之体，
and we're carrying our flesh with us.
啊，我们都有那个能力去犯罪。
So we're all very able, very capable of sinning.
啊，我们信耶稣之后，我们便不会变成超人。
And after we believe in Jesus, we won't suddenly become Superman.
啊，所以我们一样会有能力去犯罪。
And so we still have this possibility of sinning.
但是我们能够有能力，啊，这个不去犯罪。这个叫做圣洁。
But we also have this power to refrain from sin, and this is what is called holiness.
约瑟他有机会有能力去犯罪。
So Joseph has this chance and this ability to sin.
但是他也有那个能力说我不去犯罪。
But he also has the prerogative to say that I do not want to sin.
这就是我们所要追求的。
This is what we must seek after.
我们没有办法除掉我们肉体里头的这种罪性。
We're not able to get rid of our sinful nature.
哦，所以我们一定有能力去犯罪。
So we have this ability to sin. 哦，
但是我们靠着耶稣基督，我们有能力不去犯罪。
But through the reliance on Jesus Christ, we have the power to refrain from sinning.
也不是说我们不会遇到试探。
It is not to say that we won't meet up with temptation.
而是我们有能力去胜过试探。
But it is that we have the power to overcome temptation.
这个叫做圣洁的生活。
And this means leading a holy life.
请看马太福音四章第十节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4 verse 10.
第十节十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.Matthew chapter 4 verse 10.Then Jesus said to him, Away with you, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Verse 11. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him.
纵然是主耶稣，他也遇见试探。
So even Jesus encountered temptations.
但是耶稣胜过试探。
But Jesus overcame his temptations.
所以祷告文也告诉我们说，让我们不要进入试探里头。
So in the Lord's Prayer says, Lead us not into temptation.
我们不可能不遇见试探。
It is impossible that we can avoid temptation.
但是我们能够不进入试探里头。
But we can refrain from entering into temptation.
这个就是圣洁的生活。
And so this is what it means by living a holy life.
在我们生活当中，我们不可能没有犯错。
So in our lives, it is impossible that we won't commit any faults.
但是我们很热切的、很真实的。付出我们的努力来来遵守来追随这个耶稣给我们最有智慧的教训。
But we try our best to understand and to pursue after this wisdom that Jesus has given us.
在生活当中我们会有过患。
In our lives we may transgress.
但是另一方面我们有个很大的决心，我们要遵照神的教训来过生活。
But in our hearts, we must make a big determination to live a life according to Christ.
所以有了错误，我们会马上的醒悟。
And so when we make a mistake, we'll be immediately awakened.
我们有了错误，我们会觉得心中痛苦。
When we make a mistake, our heart will ache.
如果我们是很真实的在追求要遵守耶稣的教训。
If we are truly seeking to observe the word of God.
那么这个就是圣洁的生活。
This is what it means by living a holy life.
请看出埃及记十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章第七节第八节。
Exodus chapter 19 verse 7 and 8. Verse 7. So Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before them all these words which God commanded him. Verse 8. Then all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. So Moses brought back the words of the people to the Lord.
我们要像当时以色列人他们有这样的努力跟决心。
So we must be as convicted as the Israelites.
凡你所吩咐的我们都百分之百的要去做。
And we say that all that the Lord has spoken, everything we will do.
如果我们常常能够对神这样子讲。
And we can always say this to God.
我要百分之百的照你所说的去做。
I will follow you 100%.
没有计较的啊，没有讨价还价。
Without condition, with no compromise.
这样我们就能够过着我们所过的生活，就是圣洁的生活。
And we're able to live a life of holiness.
我们不可能没有身体上的一些软弱。
And it is impossible to avoid weaknesses.
但是我们能够过着一个得胜的生活。
But we can lead a victorious life.
我们遇到一些困苦，一些不幸。
When we encounter difficulties,
或者是外在的肉体上的。
Whether it's external, something that happens to our flesh, our bodies.
但是我们却仍然过着一个胜利的、得胜的生活，讨神喜悦的生活。
We can still live a victorious life, a life that is pleasing to God.
请看哥林多后书十二章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章第七节到第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. Verse 7. Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Lest I be exalted above measure. Verse 8. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. Verse 9. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
保罗身上有一根刺。
Paul has a thorn on his body.
这成为他生活中、他生活上的一个软弱。
And this became a weakness in his life.
他求神，但是神却也没有把这根刺拿掉。
He pleaded with God, but God did not remove this thorn.
但是他却仍然过着一个信仰的生活。得胜的生活。
He still led a very victorious life.
这个就是圣洁的生活。
This is what it means to lead a holy life.
我们生来就没有一个人是十全十美的。
Because when we're born, none of us are born perfect.
所以在我们每一个人身上，我们发现我们的一些脆弱的地方。
So we can see the fragile parts of ourselves.
这是我们没有办法避免的。
This is something that we cannot avoid.
但是这个脆弱的地方却没有打倒我们的信仰。
But this weakness that we have cannot strike down our faith.
好像保罗身上那一根刺并没有打倒保罗的信仰。
Just like the thorn on Paul's body, it did not strike down his faith.
反而让他越 越依靠神，越感受到神的恩典。
Rather, it made him draw closer to God to rely on God and to see His grace.
那么，这个就是一种圣洁的生活。
And this is a holy life.
在生活当中，没有为自己的这个脆弱的地方来埋怨神。
He did not complain to God about his own weaknesses.
在我们生活当中，我们没有办法免除一些冲突的事情。
In our lives, we cannot avoid conflicts.
但是我们能够去面对，能够去经过。
But we can face them and we can successfully pass through them.
这个就是一种圣洁的生活。
And this is what it means to lead a holy life.
我们再看一下哈该书三章十七节、十八节。
Let's turn to Haggai chapter.
哈该书啊，不，哈巴谷书三章十七节、十八节。
Habakkuk chapter 3,
17 and 18.
Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 and 18. And 17, though the fig tree may not blossom, no fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation.
先知的生活当中啊，虽然有啊有一些冲突的事情。
So even though there are some conflicts in the prophet's life.
啊，环境虽然没有改变
，even though his environment is not changed，
但是他却能够胜，他的心境能够胜过环境，能够胜过他的内心的冲突。
But he was able to overcome this conflict within his heart.
他能够去面对
，he was able to confront it.
这就是一种圣洁的生活。
And this is what it means to live a life of holiness.
我们没有办法说没有那种倾向堕落的那种倾向。
We're not able to refrain from corrupting.
但是我们能够去防止堕落。
But we can prevent corruption.
这就是圣洁的生活。
And this is what it means to live a life of holiness.
我们每一个人都会有那个倾向不好的成分在我们的。在我们的个性里头，在我们的生活当中。
And all of us have this tendency to go down the wrong path, and this is very natural in our lives.
啊，因为我们都是在亚当里头的人。
Because we're all under Adam.
我们在罪孽当中所生。
We're born in sin.
啊，我们生来就带着一些不好的个性。
We're born with these bad characteristics.
啊，所以我们都会有那种堕落的倾向。
And so we have this tendency to take the path of corruption.
哦，但是。我们有能力去防止堕落。
But we have the power to prevent this.
这个就是圣洁的生活。
And this is the life of holiness.
我们请看撒母耳记上第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章十一节、十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 11 and 12. Verse 11.Then Elkanah went to his house at Ramah, but the child ministered to the Lord before Eli the priest. Now the sons of Eli were corrupt. They did not know the Lord.
撒母耳服侍以利，撒母耳跟以利的两个孩子也生活在一起。
So Samuel, he was under the care of Eli, and so he lived with his two sons.
那以利这两个人，这两个孩子啊，是堕落的，他们不认识神。
And the sons of Eli were corrupt. They did not know the Lord.
啊，撒母耳生活在这样的环境里头。
And this is the environment that Samuel grew up in.
啊，有时候我们说要人要学习好，不容易；要学习堕落却很容易。
Sometimes we say that it's so hard to learn to do good, but so easy to learn to do bad.
哦，要往上爬比较困难，要往下掉很容易。
It's more difficult to climb up a ladder than to fall down from one.
啊，撒母耳他过着一个圣洁的生活。
But Samuel led a life of holiness.
哦，他也有往下掉的倾向。
I mean, there are tendency to fall down.
但是，他能够防止自己来堕落。
But he was able to prevent from corrupting.
啊，纵然他在那个时候他是非常年幼的。
And at that time he was at a very young age.
啊，但是他已经能够过着一个圣洁的生活。
He was able to live a life of holiness.
所以，这个就是。圣洁的生活。
So this is what a life of holiness means.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
啊，求神帮助我们，让我们能够过着一个圣洁的生活。
Let's ask God to help us live a life of holiness.
啊，因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.